You're listening to the Vancouver Mixtape on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, the campus community radio station at Simon Fraser University, where we broadcast from the unceded ancestral territory of the Halkomelem and Squamish-speaking peoples. I am Jesse.
I am Jamie.
Wait, who are you?
I am Jamie.
Oh, good. You've spoken to both mics, so now I can't tell which one is which. It's the tape. We are currently preparing for several interviews. Because we are previewing the Unreal City Festival, which is coming up this coming weekend, January 15th to 17th, at the Rickshaw Theater and the Russian Hall in East Vancouver. Very exciting, almost entirely local music festival, 3 days.
Love having that in January.
Yeah, that's real nice, and a big semi-local adjacent headliner in Spencer Krug.
Whoa, yeah.
Very exciting for us fans of his work in Wolf Parade and Sunset Rubdown and his solo stuff as Moonface and
Swan Lake,
so many different things.
It's all good.
Yeah, it's all great. And, whoa, look, that's a phone number from someone who is here to come on the show. So we'll just get right to that. Hang on. Hello. Hey, I'll be right up to let you in. Cool. Be right back.
What a segue!
Welcome. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
We're in studio here with Worrywart. Do you want to introduce yourselves?
I'm Allie.
They have a mic.
I'm Sid.
Oh, sorry. I didn't know you had a mic.
I'm Riley.
Well, I'm M.
My name's Matt.
Welcome, and we have you here because you're playing the Unreal City Festival, which is coming up this weekend. We're also just excited to have you here to talk about yourselves, about your music, and anything else that might come up. So, once again, welcome.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
This festival, Unreal City, this is the second year that it's happened. How did it come to be that you're playing the festival?
Last year we made a good impression with everyone there, and I kind of have a bit of a relationship with Sam, who's one of the organizers. We applied just like any other band, but there's probably a little bit of nepotism involved. It's a good crew, and excited to see.
At least you're honest about it.
Yeah, I'm not gonna hide. I don't know. Yeah, I really wanted to be more involved. Unfortunately, we didn't really do much on the back end of things, but seeing how professional and nice it was last year, it is going to be nice to see. I've heard it's got a bit of an upgrade this year, which is going to be hard to top. So,
I wanted to ask about last year's experience. What was it like to play last year?
Unbelievable. We all got matching tattoos, actually, with the pop-up. Our friend Riley did tattoos. I cannot remember their Instagram handle.
Stab Mommy, I think.
Stab Mommy, something like that.
That's appropriate.
But we all got matching tattoos of barbed wire, so we're bonded forever. Thanks to Unreal City. Thank you, Unreal City.
Yeah, that was really fun. It was just like a super easy place to find something to look at or do. There's like the basement had music. And there's all the vendors, tattoos. You go upstairs, another band is playing. It's probably your friends are up there chilling. Just really nice experience to have like a multi-level festival or like a multi-venue festival all in one roof.
Yeah.
Which is sweet.
And this year they're doing shows downstairs too. So it's like 6 o'clock, somebody's downstairs. 7 o'clock, somebody's upstairs. And
I think it never stops.
Yeah, it's just like there's stuff going on.
And the rickshaw.
And the rickshaw,
yep.
Thursday night.
Yeah.
And the merch setup too downstairs was cool because it was like a semicircle. So when you went downstairs, there was food immediately. Like Riley said, all of the other pieces, but then also bands merch really accessible, which is always great.
Yeah.
The fact that they're doing this in like January too is like suddenly January's not the worst month, you know?
Yeah.
These kind of festivals always seem to be reserved in the summer, so it's nice that they're putting it something this substantial at this time of year. So
100%.
That's true.
It's good for the bands too, because July is saturated. You know, like it's nice to be like, yeah, I'm free in January, of course, to play this because there's nothing going on.
It's also July is also the best time as a band to be out of town.
Exactly.
Right?
So. Yeah.
100%.
Looking at this year's lineup, is there anyone in particular that like the lineup is pretty robust? So, Is there anyone in particular that you are extremely excited for?
Checked Out Forever.
Yeah, I love playing with Checked Out. That was easy.
The opening night stack too. Houseplants are good friends in Hillsborough. Really, really good friends of ours as well.
But yeah, we're going to have Houseplants on later.
Same.
Nice. Yes.
They're so nice.
We had like a moment, I guess it's been a couple years ago, where we played like three shows with them within like a month. And we haven't played with them since then. But like, so there was this time where I was like, oh yeah, we're like super close with Houseplants. And now we rarely see them, but there's like connect.
Oh, Buddy, amazing. Yeah, their new album is fantastic.
Is crazy.
Devours, wonderful person.
Devours' new music is sounding so, so good. Yeah. And I think there's going to be even more stuff at the show, which I'm very excited to see that.
Their merch, they also have Magnets, which I was really excited about last
time. I've never seen Sundress or Goo, and they're both bands that I've been like trying to check out. So Whack too. Yeah, Saturday is actually crazy.
Yeah.
Definitely not reading this. Pat's playing downstairs on Saturday.
Oh, yeah, Pat's playing.
Pat's playing.
Easy.
Pat is in Buddy, and they also have an amazing solo project.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, we're Pat fans back to the Douse AC PDF.
Yeah.
They just released a single. Yeah. It was really good.
Surprise is great.
Yeah. And then Spencer Krug is going to be exciting because my dad is a number one Wolf Parade fan. Every year he sends me his Spotify Wrapped, and it's always Wolf Parade number one and Worrywart number two.
That is crazy.
Nice. I didn't realize Wolf Parade counted as dad rock.
Yeah.
Well, tough day for you and me.
Yeah. Well, they have a song about running, so.
True. Yeah. True. For any of the rest of you, any connection to Wolf Parade, to Spencer Krug's music? Like, is it meaningful to be sort of opening for them?
I was told I was not allowed to talk about Heated Rivalry.
Okay, let's go. This is now a Heated Rivalry show.
I wasn't allowed to talk about it, but I'm just going to say it's going to be special for a lot of people to hear some of that music. Yeah. That's all I'm
going to
say. Yeah.
I'm just asking Jesse if he's got to play it now, right? Like, he's got...
Yeah.
But
for sure. If there was ever a time, it's right now.
So
I hadn't heard. So
it's very good. So you folks just had like a pretty substantial year. It seemed you even just released like there's the live Once More With Feeling session that just came out
last night.
Yeah, really great. Congrats.
Thank you.
What were some of your personal highlights from 2025 that is resonating with you, considering how robust of a year it seemed to be for you folks?
Tour was huge. This year was really special. It was really long. It was 4 weeks. We went all the way to Montreal, which was special for me. We played with some really amazing people. We played with Cassia Hardy. I love Cassia Hardy. We played a really cool show in Saskatoon, which is where Riley and Matt are from. And it was great because we got some extra time there to spend on the land in Riley's mom's cabin, which was really cool. The whole experience is really cool. I mean, this year we are also planning something like that. I feel like this year is going to be super stacked for us. So reflecting upon the 4 weeks we had, and we're adding more weeks this year. So I can't wait.
We also got to go away for like a couple weeks to do some writing where Em's from in Calgary. The family home was empty, and we just raided along McQuaid and got everything we could possibly need to bunker down for over 2 weeks and wrote a whole bunch of music, and that was like a wildly rewarding experience that I've never got to do something like that before. Like, wake up and the only thing to do is forget to eat lunch and make sounds. That was a really, really special part.
That sounds like an actual dream band situation. Like, I remember being a kid, and that would be what I'd be fantasizing about and playing in bands.
Go do it. Yeah. It's the best. I'm going to try to figure out how we can do it more. It's truly the best thing.
Any other highlights in particular? Or maybe we look towards the future and, like, how do you build off of those successes from 2025? Like, you mentioned that there's things already kind of coming together, but do you have anything in mind that's that you can bring up that kind of, I guess, takes it to the next level?
I feel like every single year we've had like a pretty clear idea of what more looks like, and like since 2024 we've like expanded on that every single year, and so this year we're kind of doing the same thing where We just have a bigger tour. Like we're doing the States this year, which we're excited about. There's been some trepidation, but like I think that connecting in those cities is like a cool thing that we're gonna be able to do. Yeah. Otherwise, kind of just
finish a record.
Yeah, like Riley was talking about, we did a lot of writing in the tail end of last year, which we're playing some of that stuff next Friday at Unreal City. But yeah, our hopes is to get some of that recorded and out by the end of the year would be sweet. I don't know.
Hopefully
I hate like putting numbers on things, but like, yeah, I don't know.
As long as it doesn't take as long as the last one.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was wondering, and this is maybe a little bit more granular, but about I was listening to Hail Mary Baby on the way here today, and like there's a lot. It feels like production and songwriting are very intertwined, and I just wanted to sort of ask about that relationship between like recording the album and writing the parts and how those sort of interface.
Yeah, it was definitely like a studio record. At the end of the day, I wanted, and I still want, to be able to play songs on an acoustic guitar. I think that's like where your like core is. But I wanted it to be like nearly impossible to play what was recorded, just as like a four-piece band or mm-hmm. something. Where going into the studio with the grand idea, but not quite knowing how to get there, laying down 20 different ideas and trying to fit every single thing in, essentially just like patchwork, and not finishing those acoustic guitar songs until the whole thing was recorded. Like knowing at the end how to put the puzzle back together was kind of the fun game.
And do you feel like with the stuff you went to Calgary and wrote, like is that sort of in that state where you're waiting to get to the recording phase to finish it, or
I think we're all very nervous about what recording is going to be like. We are detail oriented in the same way, but we're not writing it with the studio in front of us, so we're trying to figure out how to manage our expectations of how many ideas we're going to want to throw once we've painstakingly made all this music and then want to inevitably rehash the whole thing and from the start. I don't know.
We're the kind of band that every practice something changes, and then I have to erase all of my notes and start over again. But it's been
back to the demos too of songs that we've been playing live and realize that they sound absolutely nothing like those demos. Yeah. And we realize like we already need to make new demos of these songs. It's wild.
It's a huge exercise.
That's fun.
Yeah.
I'm actually super excited to record. We're kind of an annoying band, so the last album was more of like a recording project and was something that was like introduced before the band. Whereas this time it's like the songs are there, and I'm like a really bad person with change musically. I'm immediately super adverse to anything, and I'm like, this doesn't sound like something, like we're not doing this, and I know that so I can work through that. So I've been excited to like see the demos that came from Calgary and be like, this is not where you were, like what the hell, and then now being like, these songs are sick. And I know that's only going to be more and more as we like actually produce and are recording and being like, now we can extrapolate and do more stuff. So.
And sort of pivoting back towards what's coming up this weekend, how do you prepare for a live performance and taking some of those like studio created songs and turning them into live performance pieces? Like, I mean, at this point, you've probably got a lot of practice with it. But.
Well, the writing phase has kind of been since we came back from Calgary in a lot of ways, where we kind of put down the playing shows hat for like a deep period of time, the longest we've ever done. So getting the new songs we're going to play to the point in which we were like, we're just going to do this. This is the version it is while we test it out, was like our step, and now we're trying to recontextualize the music that we were playing before to like meet us there.
Mm-hmm. We're also quite attentive to what is coming up and when to pause the the writing process and prepare explicitly for the show. Yeah. So it's been a month and a half to 2 months of, okay, Unreal City's coming up. This is what we're going to do. This is how it's going to sound. And then obviously we shift, we make changes. But it's going to be a really interesting set. I'm really excited for it. I think it's going to sound really different. And people who know us are going to be surprised. And I'm just really excited to see what people think.
Great. Well, thanks for coming to join us on the show today. Is there anything else you think people should know about yourselves, about the set? You're playing 9:30 on Friday, January 16th at the Russian Hall.
Come hang out.
Come
please show up.
Please, for the love of God.
Cool. We'll have you back for season two, Heated Rivalry Discourse. Just catch up. Okay?
We'll sign a contract.
Cool. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, we're on the air. Hi.
We're digging in. We're now gripping and ripping.
I'm devours.
You're here, A, because we love you. And thanks. We're excited at any opportunity to sneak you into the studio to chat about your music and whatever else comes up. But also because you are playing the Unreal City Festival. You're headlining the last night of the Unreal City Festival.
It
January
is an
15th
honor.
To 17th.
Yeah. Next Saturday, January 17th at the Russian Hall. I am honored. I'm excited to do it.
Have you ever headlined a festival before?
I don't think so.
Nice.
Maybe? Sorry, I'm like, maybe, I don't know. Maybe Music Waste back in the day, but they didn't really have like
headliners.
Right. Yeah, I don't know. But yeah, so it's a big deal. The pressure's on. I'm going to try to bring my A game.
How did this come about that you are?
I applied.
Playing the festival? Well, same answer as the last band I asked.
It was just fair game. I mean, like the festival killed it last year. Like it was so fun. I went and it was. I'm blown away by Unreal City. Like the organizers, the volunteers, everyone is amazing. They're really, really good and really organized and good at what they do. And so, yeah, like I went last year for their inaugural season and I wanted to be a part of it. But yeah, I just applied, I think, on their website like everyone else did. And I'm very lucky to be doing it.
It seems like this year's expanded a little bit. Like the stakes seem to be a little higher than last year.
Yeah, they've grown a bit, and like it's still mostly at the Russian Hall, but I think that they're doing a show at the Rickshaw on the Thursday.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then also at the Russian Hall, they're going to have some performers downstairs as well, which is really cool.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, the lineup is just larger this year than last year.
as someone who, like, you know, we certainly see as kind of like a curator as of the local scene, like, what does it mean to Vancouver music scene to have a large-scale festival like this is happening at this time of the year instead of, like, just in the summer?
It is perfect timing. It's perfect. I mean, from, like, a business standpoint, I'm like, yes, amazing, good job. Like, people are bored. They are wet, and it's dark out. And, yeah, I mean, it's perfect timing. I think that, yeah, I'm on board with it. I feel like Vancouver needed this for ages. And so I really want people to go to it because Vancouver needs this.
Yeah, and it seems to be like a really, like, not a janky ass little festival, right? Like, it's like very professional.
It's very professional. Like, yeah, like, yeah, yeah, yeah. Really, the organizers are like, they know what they're doing. I've been so impressed with everyone.
Yeah, even from, you know, like, sort of an outside organization interfacing with the festival, it's been really, really easy on the radio station's end to, like, set partnerships up and get involved and help promote it. They seem like really nice folks who are just really passionate about the scene that they're trying to curate and
strengthen. Yeah, I mean, it's put on by musicians, and I think that you can tell, right? Like, they know what they're doing, and they're passionate. I, for years now, have been contemplating doing my own festival in Vancouver, but I'm like, it's so hard. And I think a lot of Vancouver musicians are totally that way too. Like, we're all passionate, but it's like, it's so hard. It's quite stressful to put on a festival. And so I'm really proud of the people at Unreal City for actually doing it, because it's not easy.
Yeah, it really does feel like it's filling a niche that has been, like, desperately been crying out to be filled for a long time, yeah, right?
Vancouver has needed this for a long time.
Mm-hmm. And it seems like, you know, people, you know, festivals pop up and people try to do things, but it is, as we mentioned, very limited to the summer months.
Yeah.
But also just seems to be hard to build upon year after year, right? Like, I remember, this is years ago now, but like the Olio Festival tried to make a go of doing sort of like they were less local focused, but more sort of the like Sled Island music.
I've never heard of this.
Exactly.
What is Olio?
Olio?
I don't remember who Olio was as an organization.
I think they just picked the name.
But yeah, it was just like a year. Maybe they did a second year.
Mm-hmm. Chad Van Galen was the headliner.
Yeah,
one year.
Where they like really tried to, they tried to bring in a large scale kind of, well, like medium, more like medium terror, but like a really all encompassing local with a little bit of outside in.
Yeah, 2012.
Yeah. Whoa, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's see if I can pull up the lineup here. Not without signing into Facebook.
But yeah, that was it was sad to kind of seeing things like that go. And I feel like there's been other versions of that maybe have like come and gone, but this one seems to have a little bit of staying power. Like, I don't know. People seem excited about this, and like it seems to be really doing a service to the local scene.
There's also just like the sort of cool community factor where they've got, you know, like the downstairs of the Russian Hall set up as a local sort of community organization market, and there's they've got like upstairs and downstairs going on. The folks in Worrywart, we're talking about how great it is to be able to have that, like, you know, there's multiple stages going on, but you don't actually have to leave go outside to do it.
Yeah, it's brilliant. We'll see how many people can fit in the Russian Hall.
Yeah.
That was a bit of a tricky, I don't know if I should talk about this on air, but like when I went last year, it was full. There were a lot of people there. I'm not sure if it was like fully sold out. It might have been, but I think that there were some like fire restriction capacity issues, and so I'm not sure if like by putting people downstairs as well, there's like a workaround. I have no idea.
What would you rather play? Would you rather play a smaller venue that's like packed, or like a larger venue that like technically has more people but is like a little more spacious?
Oh, that's tough, Jamie. I've done both, and I think that this time, because I'm using a full like light rig, I like the idea of like the grandeur of like, whoa, the full stage or whatever. I really like being able to move around a lot on a stage. I don't love when I'm like tightly packed and there's a drum set behind me and I can't really move. Like that's tough. But Yeah, I don't know. I think it'll be neat to play the Russian Hall. The only time I've played the Russian Hall was doing this video series called Standards.
Okay.
I don't know if you've heard of that. No. It was a year or two ago. They did. It was a video series. It was like a performance, live performance series. But yeah, so I was there, and it's a big space.
Yeah, I walk past there all the time on my daily walk because I'm in the neighborhood. So
there's always
something going on, but I'd never thought of it as like a music performance venue before. So it's cool to see stuff happening there.
Did you guys go last year? Were you able to go?
No, I
did
not. I wasn't able to go.
Okay, yeah. It's cool. They did a great job last year, and we'll see how this year goes. Yeah.
Well, speaking of this year, you said you got a light rig. What are your plans for your set this year? What can you reveal?
Okay, yeah. So I'm trying to go all out, right? So there's going to be secret new material.
Ooh. Oh, my God.
Yeah, so the big life update for me is that for the first time in 15 years, I went back to school.
Let's go!
Last fall. Oh. To try to become a career counselor.
Oh my God, that is shocking. Sounds perfect.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes. But I graduated. It was a really short, intense, like full time program. Yeah. So right before Christmas, I finished it. And just being back in school just lifted this, like, I don't know how to describe it, but I've been like struggling with mental health for years. And it sort of lifted me out of this rut that I had been in where I was like, oh, wait, I feel like hope towards something in my life. And I'm not just like a musician that's like dying out.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, it just inspired a whole bunch of new material. I'm sitting on a lot of new material for Devours, actually, that I'm eager to play live. So, yeah, I'm going to play some new material. There's the light rig. We'll see. Hopefully Dave can play live drums for it. We're just like waiting to see if he is able to. And so, yeah. I purposely haven't been playing a lot these past few months, and like in the next month or so, I'm trying to line up a Golden Age of Wrestling release show, and I'm struggling to find a venue right now. But in general, with Devourers, I want it to be a bit quiet right now because I'm trying to focus on this show.
Of course.
Like, make a big deal of it. So, yeah.
Make it an event.
Yeah, yeah.
Great. Well, we're excited for that. Is there anyone else who's playing that you're particularly excited to see, or that you think people should be excited to see?
I mean, I think the big question that's on everyone's mind is Spencer Krug going to play I'll Believe in Anything? It's like the most viral song on the planet now, thanks to Heated Rivalry. He is one of my favorite Canadian indie singer-songwriters of all time. I think he's a genius. I played a show with him in Nanaimo a year ago for a festival that they were doing, and I played right before him, and I was too shy to even say hi.
Yeah.
And that's rare for me. I'm usually very friendly, but I was like, oh my God, Spencer Krug. Like, I was dying.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, he's a big deal in my heart and now on planet Earth, because this show is humongous. But yeah, I'm not sure if he'll just do Moonface stuff, like just solo piano, or if he'll like go into Wolf Parade. But yeah, I'm eager to see him. And then also By a Thread is intriguing to me. I've never seen them before, but I can't attend the Thursday.
Oh no.
I feel bad. Yeah, I have other arrangements and I can't go, but they've been on my radar this past year. Because did you guys know of them back in the
day? Not really, no. But I've, you know, since seeing them on the poster and talking to the festival organizers a little bit, like, they've clearly, like, they've been doing the thing for a long time.
Yeah,
and
ages. I had never heard of them until pretty recently because they put out a new album for the first time in a long time. And
that band name is a band name of an established band. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it feels like a band that's been around forever.
Yeah.
Like, I couldn't tell you what they sounded like, but yeah, By a Thread, that sounds like a real band.
Yeah. I mean, hopefully that show goes well. Who else? A bunch of friends are playing it. I think the lineup is exciting. That band Sundress played approximately 1 million shows in Vancouver last year, and I never saw them.
Well,
I still have yet to see them, and they're playing on the Saturday as well.
Yeah.
So, yeah, eager to see what the buzz is about, but yeah. Lots of good stuff.
I asked Jesse if he thought Spencer would play I'll Believe in Anything.
Really? Yeah. It's on everyone's mind. Yeah. Is he going to play it?
I like truly loved the placement of that song in that show.
Yeah.
Oh, unbelievable.
Yeah.
But
it's really good.
I wonder if that was like on his, he like wasn't planning to, and he's like, oh shit, now I got to work it into the.
I know. It's probably on his mind.
My thought is because on the poster, it is Spencer Krug, And then in brackets, Wolf Parade, Sunset Rubdown, Moonface. We'll probably get a little bit of everything. We'll probably get some excerpts.
Maybe. I wasn't sure if that was them just trying to like introduce the name to young people who are like, who is this person?
Yeah.
And so they're like, oh, but he was in Wolf Parade and he's also doing all this stuff. And
I guess the real question is, who involved in Unreal City is the music supervisor for Heated Rivalry? Right?
Yeah.
This has to be, who has that in?
Yeah,
right?
Totally. Yeah, is there anyone that you're eager to discover on the lineup who you haven't seen? Or,
I mean, I also have not managed to catch Sundress.
Yeah.
Despite we've played some of their stuff on the show, and like you said, they played a million shows and are very buzzy. So I feel like that's probably worth catching.
Yeah.
Any chance I get to see Buddy, I'm very excited to do
really
so, because they're tight and the new record is great.
Yeah.
I mean, we just had Worrywart on, and I have not seen them in a long time.
Oh, cool.
So I'd like to see them again.
I played a show with them a few months ago at the Mezzanine. Mm-hmm. Shout out to the Mezzanine. It's a really good new venue. Worrywart sounded amazing as always. And we also played with a band called Wiles. Wiles.
Yeah.
They are good. Just like giving them a shout out right now. They're really good.
I think they put out something last year. Anyway, Wiles is very newish to me, but yeah, they're really, really tight.
Mm-hmm.
Worrywart had mentioned, I think, Checked Out.
Yeah.
So I think
they're really good.
I played
Green Auto Fest with them last summer.
Yeah.
And I didn't know who they were beforehand, but yeah, they impressed me. They were really good.
Yeah, I think that's one of the bands for me that I'm kind of the most interested in.
Yeah, of course. And in a little bit, we're going to talk to the Houseplants, who dominated
really
the CJSF charts for a long time. So I've played their music a lot and heard it a lot, but I've never seen them live. So I definitely want to check.
They're really
check
good.
Them out as
they're
well.
Very like professional level. Yeah, really good musicians. Nice people.
I'm probably going to bring this up with them, but what is kind of harrowing for me about Houseplants is that they feel like really mid-aughts, indie rock, like just a really classic post-punk indie rock.
Yep.
And it's so, it shakes me to my core that is coming back around again, because they're doing like a really good take on it that's really fresh and like really builds off of that and doesn't kind of have sound like the monotone of that era. They've got like a lot more personality on it while still kind of echoing it. So that is a tough swallow for me, but like is really cool that they're doing it. So
I've been eager to hear a full length from them, because I've played a few shows with them at this point and they're really tight live, and I'm like, oh, I wonder what a full length would sound like. There's so much potential there. Yeah, I'm eager to see more from them.
That's good. Well, I guess while we're here, I know we're talking Devourers, because Devourers is playing this festival. Golden Age Wrestling. Hey,
for listeners, this is my evil, cocky alter ego project. So I have two projects, Devourers and the Golden Age of Wrestling. The Golden Age of Wrestling ultimately is what I'm focusing on right now, because I'm about to release an album for it in February. And the project always gets overshadowed by Devourers, which is what it is. It's fine. I'm trying to find a venue to put on an album release for it. The album's called Sweet Chin Music, and it's kind of like mostly instrumental electronic stuff for listeners who don't know what it is.
What once described as glambient.
I'm still using it. For sure.
We were talking about the new single you put out, which is something Denton, Texas. I can't remember the first.
Yeah, Revenge Body.
Revenge Body, Denton, Texas. Yeah. We were talking about it at the station, and someone asked did he do amateur wrestling? And I was like, no, but the kayfabe of the Golden Age of Wrestling and the rollout and the marketing that we've got through that is dedicated to the level of amateur wrestling, I would say.
Cool. I mean, I grew up watching wrestling. I adore it. I used to invent my own moves when I was a teenager. I'm really into it. I like the psychology, the business, the culture is really interesting.
And I mean, that makes sense given the name of the project that you would have an affinity there. But I just like that you're also taking on the kayfabe of it all, and that seems like it suits you and the project. Really
It's fun to have a character, because Devourers is me. Like, yeah. It's so, so personal, and mm-hmm. it's always just been an extension of who I am. And the Golden Age of Wrestling isn't entirely different, but I get to sort of, like, indulge in my, like, villainous, cocky side, and sometimes just get to be honest.
Yeah.
Whereas Devourers, I always feel like I need to be so careful to, like, be nice to everyone.
Sure.
And the Golden Age, I get to just, like, be an asshole.
Get to be your heel.
Yeah, exactly, and it's fun. Like, they're both parts of me. Right? Like, yeah. It's not totally fake.
Well, it's just, like, so, the funniest part about that is, like, the social media presence for the Golden Age is classic heel. But, like, I find the music, just, like,
the music truly, is, like, really
like, soothing peaceful. And just, like, gorgeous. And, like,
yeah.
Oh, my God. Very, very, very good. Boom Wrestling, Golden Age of Wrestling collab, when is that happening? I feel like we need to get that involved with, local professional wrestling somehow. I feel like there's a marriage there that can be made.
But. I'm going to sound very ignorant. Is Boom Wrestling local?
Local, yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay, I need to check them
out. They play. They do monthly shows at the Legion on Commercial.
Oh, neat.
Jeff,
okay.
We should go to a show.
I would love to, I want to see more local wrestling.
Yeah. Cool. Former CJSFer, Magnum Mel, will use their wrestling persona. Doesn't wrestle so much there, but is a wrestler in and around the scene, so
you
get a chance.
Well, Jeff, thanks for taking the time to join us to promote Devour's appearance at the Unreal City Festival. You're closing the thing down on Saturday the 17th at the Russian Hall, 10 o'clock. You can get festival passes at unrealcity.rocks. I also think we're giving away a couple passes if you go to at CJSF Music on Instagram. We're giving away two sets of two passes. Jeff, anything else you think people should know? Any last, like, pitch to get people to come out or
anything
else?
All I'm going to say is that last year was amazing, and this year is going to be amazing as well. The lineup is so good. Please come to this. Vancouver needs festivals. So, yeah, come and support it.
Amen.
Preach. Preach.
Thanks again.
Thank you. Bye.
Joined by the Houseplants in studio, who are performing at the Unreal City Festival on Thursday, January 15th, opening up the show at the Rickshaw Theater. Welcome, everyone.
Hello.
Just to get started, can we go through and just introduce yourselves?
Yeah, I'm Zell. I sing and I play bass in the band.
I'm Sander and I play drum.
And I'm Amir. I play guitar.
Great. Thanks for coming in. And I don't know if you know this, but your band has topped the charts at CJSF multiple times in the last year.
I've seen that. Yeah.
So we love the record. What led you to perform at Unreal City Festival?
We applied.
The good thing is, like, underground DIY. festival, which is like we support more community on it. Honestly, one of the things is like we love to be like included in the underground scene or any scene, like parts of the scene of the community in Vancouver. Honestly, if you feel like, you know, alive more rather than to be individual, then I think it's one of the nicest things. It's like, you know, you be included in the, some part of the community, and especially housemans, like we love play the community based, honestly.
Yeah, I think it's really cool. I mean, we last year, because last year was the first year, right, that they did it, and I think that was just, it was really neat because it's so community oriented and like going there. I remember I was just like biking there and I think I like passed Worry Ward on the way and I'm like, this is just such a like, I don't know, it's such a cool scene and just to like, especially Russian Hall is a cool, I mean, we're not a Russian Hall, but I love that venue. So definitely gonna tune into other ones.
Yeah, that's something that, they Worry Wart mentioned when we spoke to them earlier was just that the idea that, you know, you play and then your friends are up playing up in the next room and that there's this real community element to it. We've also in various other interviews we've done, a lot of artists have talked about sort of having difficult finding that community or connecting with that community in Vancouver. Has that been your experience?
I mean, like, Vancouver is a bit hard to find.
In general.
Yeah.
But
all of us are also outsiders to Vancouver, like, transplants. So I think, it's taken some time, especially, like, I think now, we're going on, like, 4 years as a band. And I think now we're, like, kind of feeling that. But I think even, I remember when I first got here, I was like, oh, I'd like to, like, go to some shows. And I simply couldn't find it. It wasn't until I was in a band that I was like,
oh. Because I feel like it's kind of hidden. But once you find it, I think it's not so bad.
Yeah.
What was the moment for you where you felt like you'd kind of discovered where that community was? Do you remember that? Like, was there a show? Was there, like, a band that you stumbled across where you're like, oh, this is like the trail that I get to the community scene?
I feel like the venue, when I first found out Red Gate and Green Auto, I feel like that's the moment I realized, okay, this is where the local scene is going, because they mostly get local bands, except the, few exceptions where Green Auto gets international bands, but mostly, local underground scene, so.
Yeah, I think similarly, it was the first time we played at Red Gate, because we had just been playing, you know, like some of the like pubs and stuff like that, and then we like got invited, I think, by Gadfly, and that was like just game changer. It's like, oh yeah, like this is the scene, like totally.
I think like both to be there, but to be invited as well, and it's interesting how there is that sort of like like those venues where you can play. Right, and especially when bands are getting started, if you don't have that sort of connection or in to the scene, where you're like, okay, well, we're gigging and we're playing shows, but it's like the people who are part of the scene aren't seeing us, right? Or it's harder to do that until you get that sort of hand in, or hey, come join us.
Yeah,
and we are so lucky to, you know, to be part of this community, and honestly, we're so lucky. Still, like so many bands are trying to be, and then they ask us and different timelines, but so like so if you want to go start with like these venues, these are like great for the community, you know, and then you can just expand it, because some bands, they don't know what to do, especially these days. It's so hard for the marketing and, you know, to find the audience these days.
Being in a band is so much more than just like playing and writing music, right?
Unfortunately.
You mentioned that you're all transplants from different areas. Like, were you fairly involved in your respective music scenes from the different places that you were? Like, did you have that community, and then you essentially come here, and there was the new one that you had to discover?
Yeah, I think so. All of us kind of the immigrants just moving from to here, and then and we played in different bands before, and so I'm from Iran, Sandor's from Mongolia, Zell Minnesota, and then so we used to be in a band in a different part of the world, and then it's super exciting, especially like when you're from somewhere, you know what's gonna happen. But when you move to a new place and you don't know what's happening, and it's a new experience, completely new experience, culture, different language for me, and I think it's one of the most beautiful is like sharing the culture and with the music background. It's not like it's supposed to be like traditional, supposed to be like more like your background identity. Mm-hmm. Isn't it like, so I'm like one part of the house band, so I brought like my background and mm-hmm. all of us, so individually, so we brought our background and we put it in the music, which is like kind of interesting for us. And I think it's we're still learning, and it's even like not about like only music side, we learned about different about the culture, and I think it's very different feeling than rather than music only.
Mm-hmm. For sure. Also, another thing I noticed is I was also very much involved in the underground scene in Mongolian, like music scene. But when I moved here, once I found Vancouver's local scene, I feel like music, like especially the underground music scene, is kind of like one language. Mm-hmm. And I feel like the people I met through even different country from like different culture, I feel like we have some kind of like same language that we speak. So I feel like having that same background kind of helps like talking to people, and I feel like they're somewhat like similar vibe. Mm-hmm. No matter where you're from.
Yeah, you can always play music together.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Even when you're bringing, you know, like potentially very differing traditions into that, or yeah. different experiences, it all sort of comes out as music, and it all yeah. sort of interfaces in one way or another.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think it's the only like the common language we have, our like so we have like completely different languages, right? And mm-hmm. then the music is like one time, so especially like we practice together and we don't have to talk, and when we play, right? It's energy, and we can't, it's so hard to describe mm-hmm. the music language. But you know the feeling, mm-hmm. what's gonna happen, and what's gonna and it's every week you practice with the band. I was like, oh, this is a new thing. Oh, mm-hmm. and then our mood, honestly, makes change better. Mm. Sometimes you like we have a lot of rain. I was like, oh, my mood is a bit, you know, different.
You're using a little more delay and reverb today.
Yeah. Well, it's nice to have that, you know, that thing to look forward to every week, right? Mm. Like that yeah. sort of like social, communal self-expression that you get to do.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. Are there other artists playing at Unreal City that you are excited about, or that you think people should be excited about?
This year is very exciting, honestly, because so many new bands we don't know, mm-hmm. like, but they've been around for like long time.
Yeah.
I was like, whoa, this is, we never heard about them. Like I particularly mm-hmm. I never heard, and it's very interesting for me because I want to see more new bands. I was mm-hmm. like, oh, and surprise was like, whoa, this is band is great. And honestly, Unreal City Festival is like best opportunity for a year to see all of these bands in one festival, and then, you know, and we have more opportunity for the shows and ask them, hey, totally. You know, for more collaboration or anything happen in future.
Yeah, mm-hmm. great networking mm-hmm. opportunity. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, we just saw Jeff from Devours, who I know, I think we've played at least twice with them, but like every time I love what they're doing. And yeah, same thing with Worrywart, again, kind of band friends. But I know, like, I think, like, I just was looking into Goo, and I still haven't seen Sundress, and I feel like they've been everywhere. So I'm like, yeah, there's definitely. Yeah, that's, and Dusk Note I also haven't seen. Yeah, yeah.
So the Sundress has come up a lot as people have been like, they play all the time, but I haven't seen it.
That's why we're laughing. Everyone seems to have seen the same thing about Sundress.
So. I think that also really speaks to one of the amazing things about festivals in general, but particularly this festival that is so local focused, is it is such a great opportunity to just like try a bunch of things, mm-hmm. see a bunch yeah. of bands, mm-hmm. see what you like, mm-hmm. and particularly, you know, you guys are playing on the Thursday at the Rickshaw Theater. The shows at the Russian Hall, there's like two different stages, so mm-hmm. if you're not into what's going on upstairs, you can go downstairs, and it's just like a cool opportunity to go and have your little sort of like band sampler
mm-hmm.
yeah
moment.
We're so proud, like, to be opening, like, as a opening band for the festival, like, first band. <Yeah. laughs> And it's so super fun to open the festival. And I think it's, especially in rock.
And then we don't have to think about it all weekend. We can just, like,
enjoy And then enjoy our time.
Totally. Have you played the rickshaw before?
Yes.
Just this year we played it.
Yeah, 2025.
Two times, I think, yeah.
Yeah, just
which,
two times.
That is an awesome space to play it. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. I think every time that we've been there, we've just kind of been like, whoa, like, room.
It's big, but it doesn't feel like cavernous necessarily.
Yep.
And
it's still cozy.
Great history of shows there, too, right? Like, to know that you're sort of sharing that stage with, you know, like, big touring bands come through all the time.
Yeah.
Saw Thursday there. So he played the same days, same shows. Anyway, that's pretty cool. Now we are coming up to about a year from your last release.
Mm-hmm.
How with 2025 now in the rearview mirror, and that release coming out, like, how do you kind of evaluate your year? Like, are you ready? Are you still are you still in on all those songs right now? Or are you ready to move on to like the next stage of being the Houseplants?
I think I love Into Equilibrium because I feel like it was a much more like very clear idea of like who we are and what we are as a band. But we have played those songs a lot and we are really excited. Like this fall we're doing quite a bit of writing and I think we're really excited to do some new stuff.
Yeah, it's a new experience.
Yeah.
Honestly, we play like more than 50 shows and like all of those songs, like first EP, second EP, mm-hmm. we play a lot. Mm-hmm. But we're excited for the new stuff and we're gonna play more shows. But when it comes to new thing, all of us get like excited, like, oh, finally this is a new thing, new experience.
Which is great.
This is great.
Like, we'll like play a new song and I'll just be like, yeah.
It feels reductive to just describe you as like a post-punk band, but like that's how I've seen the branding been. So, because there's a lot that's going on. Like, there's moments where it's like kind of a funky bass line, or it's like kind of a jazzy vocal melody. There's a lot going on there. Is the newer direction, or like the new stuff that you're putting out, is it still in a similar vein, or do you find a way to grab from other areas more than before now that like you're a little more established?
That's a really good question.
So we cannot. It's so hard to explain like what's gonna happen, especially if we write the songs for the moment, and it's happening the moment, especially like a lot of things happening in the world at the moment, and this album. So, but we have some stories about this new album we're working on right now. Especially, you can explain more about more expressions. How we're gonna explain?
Yeah, I think because. Essentially what we're working on now is we are wanting to put out a full-length LP, and musically I think we've been trying to do even more experimental and like what are things we haven't tried meter wise and like just really now because we have like our basis and are pretty comfortable like then now branching out. And then I love a concept album, so I think we've been also doing a lot of work of, how can we make this kind of a larger story and,
and more linear. Like, organic instruments. Yes. Like, so we're thinking, like, to be honest, free AI. AI free, actually.
So no AI. Think
about AIs, more human, less sampling as much as we can, honestly. For the, like, we want to bring, like, more strings, more horn sections, definitely drums. It's like the most part of the organic sound, and for the music production, that's why we were thinking like we need more human in music, honestly, more like human touch.
Yeah.
Rather than and also so like and some part like we don't want to be sound like very raw like very hardcore punk. I mean, so like we want to sound like more like. More production, but more human touch.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're thinking, I think.
Yeah.
Well, I'm excited to hear it once it's out there in the world. Are you planning to play new stuff at the festival?
We have two songs.
Depending how practice goes tomorrow.
Yeah. So, but we have two songs. Two new songs. I think we have like 30-minute sets. Yeah. I think it's 30 minutes. So yeah, so we're gonna play like 6 songs or 7 songs. Mm-hmm. Two of them, I think, are new.
Yeah.
Great. Well, I'm excited to hear those. Thanks for joining us. You are playing at 7:15. You're opening the Unreal City Festival this coming Thursday at the Rickshaw, the 15th. Is there anything else you think people should know about yourselves, about the Houseplants?
Yeah, I think we're so happy to be part of the community in Vancouver community. And the beautiful thing about Vancouver is like, it's still going on. The community is still going on. A lot of bands in this city. And then it's each time we play, I'm just like, oh, this is a new band. I think we play like more than 50 or 60 shows. I don't remember. But every single time, I think we play like 2 or 3 of shows we play like second time or third time with other bands. But so we have so many bands in Vancouver, and it's super excited to see the other bands. But yeah, we're so happy to be part of the festival.
I forgot what the question was.
Just if there was anything else you wanted.
Anything else? Join our email newsletter if you want to know what's going on. I'm tired of social media.
Yes, please.
Hell yeah.
Thank you.
Yes.
I think there's a list in our link tree.
It's so hard, especially. We want to write more music, honestly.
Yeah,
social media distraction.
More music, less reels. Yes.
I can write a little like email that'll, I don't know, make you giggle.
Yes. Great. Well, thanks, folks, for coming in, and
we'll
look forward to seeing you on Thursday at the Rickshaw.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Jamie.
Jesse.
That's it for the Vancouver Mixtape.
What a whirlwind!
What a whirlwind. Make sure you go check out Unreal City Festival this weekend, January 15th to 17th. That's Thursday to Saturday at the Rickshaw Theater and then the Russian Hall. All the bands we chatted to today, the Houseplants, Worrywart, Devours, all performing along with many others. You can get tickets at unrealcity.rocks, or you can go to CJSF's Instagram at CJSF Music and enter to win a pair of tickets, a pair of full festival passes. But either way, please go. It's going to rule. You'll probably see us there. And bye.
Bye.